Thank you, Pastor Rob. How are we this morning? Man, I love Easter. It's such a great time of the year. You know, today we get to celebrate Good Friday when we remember the day that Jesus was crucified. And then in a couple days' time, we get to celebrate his resurrection on Sunday. And man, Pastor Rob gave me the hard one. Good Friday is the more somber type of day. Easter Sunday is the really fun one to preach. But I'm excited to share this message with you today because the passion of Jesus Christ, the passion of Christ, the cross that he was crucified on, there is so much power in that that we can receive today. And so this morning we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the power of the cross. And my goal this morning is not to teach you anything different. You know, there's a lot of pressure on preachers on Christmas and Easter because we're thinking, what's something new that we can bring to the table, or how can we freshen up this story? But who knows that the gospel in itself is powerful enough to transform a life? We don't need to pretty it up. The pure gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is good enough as it is. So my goal today is not to teach you something different, because most of you would know the Easter story. But really the goal today, as we share this message together, is to remember and reflect on the importance and the power of the cross. So I pray this morning that your heart would be swept up in love. I pray that your mind would be fixed on Jesus Christ, that your spirit would be renewed and refreshed, and that just as there's power in the cross, there'd be a power in you this morning as you remember. Amen? Awesome. Let's pray this morning before we get into this, because I really do pray that as we read these scriptures and remember the gospel, that there would be a rejuvenating in your spirit, and you'd walk out of here fresh, on fire, and full of grace. Amen? Awesome. Well, Father, we just commit this day to you. Lord, I thank you that we could wake up this morning and walk into this church, Lord, with an expectation of your goodness. Jesus, I thank you that we can proclaim your name in this country out loud with boldness. Jesus, I thank you that you died on the cross and you rose again. And I thank you that the power of that is not something we just receive when we get to heaven, but it's something we have access to here today. So Lord, I just pray that you'd speak to us through your word this morning, and that you'd become more clearer, you'd become more brighter, and that we'd see you for who you really are. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I love that scripture that Claire shared earlier in Philippians 2. And I specifically love this part of the scripture where it says, "But he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." And I find it fascinating that the King of glory, the creator of the universe, would humble himself to become a man. I find it fascinating. I find it more mind-blowing that he chose to bear the weight of the sins of the world on himself. Like, that was his plan. And if you don't find it fascinating, then I pray that your God would open your heart and reveal how powerful that truly is. You know, last weekend, our family celebrated the Jewish Passover feast. And I don't know if you know what the Jewish Passover feast is all about. Most of you might, but some of you may not. For those who don't, the Jewish Passover feast is a time of celebration and remembrance of God setting the Israelites free of over 400 years of slavery. And the Israelites were bound in slavery under Egypt, and the Egyptians ruled over the Israelites and treated them terribly. But God raised up a deliverer named Moses. And through that, God used Moses to be able to deliver and set Israel free from slavery and bring them into a new land. And the Jewish Passover feast is quite significant. Part of that process of freedom, when God set the Israelites free, part of that process of freedom was a night called the Passover. It was a night where God warned the Israelites that the death angel was about to pass over the land of Egypt. But God warned them and gave them a way to protect themselves and their family from the death that was to come. And so what he did is he told them to sacrifice a lamb. They would sacrifice a lamb, and they would use the blood and paint it over their doorposts as a sign that they had heard from God and were obedient to God. But then they would cook up the lamb, they would eat it together. And then at night, they would go inside their house with the blood over the doorpost. And that the angel of death would pass over Egypt. And for those who had the sign of the blood of the lamb over their doorpost, they were protected and saved from death. And it was a miraculous story and part of Israel's freedom. And the significance of that in history years before Jesus came, but it was really a prophetic type and shadow of Christ and what was to come. And so this morning, I'm gonna break that down a little bit and show you that the first Passover is a shadow of what Jesus was to do years later. And it's important to understand the goodness of God and everything he's done. So the first thing I want us to remember today on this awesome Good Friday is that Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the Lamb. John 1 verse 26 says this, the next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and he proclaimed this, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus lived his life as an example for us to follow. He modeled for us what life should look like when humanity walk in relationship with God. Jesus is the example, not the exception. He is the example. He lived a miraculous life, a life of miracles and power, but also a life of humility, of compassion, forgiveness, purpose, and sacrifice. He proclaimed that he was and is the Son of God, meaning the manifestation of God on earth. He was God in the flesh. He was arrested and mocked. He suffered like a lamb led to the slaughter and was tortured, but he chose not to escape. The passion of the Christ was when he was nailed and by his hands and his feet to a rugged wooden cross made from a tree. He intentionally endured the cross for the joy set before him. He took the punishment of what we deserve onto himself so that we could be free. The punishment that we deserved, our sin, he took onto himself and paid the price for our bail. Jesus is the Lamb of God. The second thing we can remember this morning on this Good Friday is that Jesus is the door. Jesus is the door. John 10 says this, Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." You see, the thief comes to, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Somebody say amen. See, the doorposts with the blood painted over them that Israel, that practice that Israel went through on the Passover was a symbol that Jesus would use years later on the cross. That wooden cross covered in blood and the doorposts covered in blood shows us today that what Jesus did on the cross is the doorway to our salvation and our restoration. The power of the cross is this. What Jesus did was the doorway to our freedom. What Jesus did on the cross is the doorway to your healing. It's the doorway to your holiness, to our protection, to our redemption, to our forgiveness and our restoration. It's the doorway into his righteousness. This is the power of the cross. Somebody say thank you, Jesus, this morning. This is the power of the cross. But most importantly, this is a symbol that what Jesus did is a doorway to our reunited relationship with God. That God would abide in us and we would abide in God, not just when we die, but here on earth. Jesus is the door. John 14, Jesus said this. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There is no other door to God. You know, all across the earth and amongst different cultures, they have religions and beliefs and practices that might be helpful for a time, but they cannot deal with the issue of sin, which we all have. But Jesus, what Jesus did on the cross is enough and only enough. Like there is no other thing, there is no other culture, religion, or practice that you can follow that will fully deal with that darkness, that sin issue that we all had inside of us. But the blood of Jesus is potent enough to wash away all sin and to set us free from the slavery. You know, the Israelites were enslaved to Egypt, but humanity has been enslaved to sin for many more years. But Jesus came to set you free, and only He is the way. Jesus is the one who sacrificed Himself to be the atonement for our sin, which means He took all the sins on Himself and nailed it to the cross so that we can be free and don't have to carry it anymore. Jesus is the only one who can deal with it. The third thing I want us to remember this morning is that Christ in you is the Lamb of God in you. That Christ in you is the Lamb of God in you. Colossians says that the mystery has been revealed. It is this: Christ in who? You. Yeah, in me, in you. The hope of glory. The hope of glory. Before Jesus went to the cross, He taught His disciples what we'd call communion today. And on Easter Sunday, we're going to practice communion together. It's going to be a wonderful and a beautiful time, especially on Easter. But Jesus taught His disciples communion, and they had the Last Supper together. And He said this: take this bread as it represents my body and eat it. And take this wine as a representation of my blood that will be poured out for the forgiveness of sins, and drink. And as we believe, we receive His body and His life inside of us. Communion is a symbol of that. But when we believe in Jesus and what He had done for us on the cross, we receive His life inside of us, and His blood covers us. And this is exactly what is portrayed in that Passover story. They had the lamb in them and the blood over them. And now today we can have the Lamb of God in us and the blood over us. And friends, let me tell you this morning, if you have the Lamb in you and the blood over you, you never have to be afraid. No matter what storm comes, no matter what challenge comes, no matter what plagues come your way, whatever viruses come, whatever challenging situations in your life, whatever persecution, whatever family issues, financial struggle, whatever comes your way, if you have the blood in you, the Lamb of God in you and the blood over you, you do not have to be afraid. You are marked, you are sealed, you are protected. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is the Lamb of God in you. And on Good Friday, we remember this. John chapter 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, "You are children of God and have overcome, because greater is He that lives in you than he that is in the world." The Lamb in us and the blood over us. After Jesus had died on the cross, we know He was buried in the tomb. He defeated death. The Bible says He went down to hell and fetched back the keys of hell and death. He resurrected 3 days later, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, He came to life, resurrected in glorious life. He revealed Himself to many in the town, to His disciples and hundreds of others, and then He ascended into heaven to sit on the throne. And He sent His Holy Spirit to earth, the Holy Spirit into our lives for those who would receive Him, for those who would believe, so that we could do greater works than Him. Jesus even said that you would receive the Holy Spirit and you would do greater works than these. How can we do greater works than Jesus? That's a crazy thing to say. Because now the Holy Spirit is not confined to one man's body, but He's confined to thousands across the earth. And not just a pastor on a Sunday or throughout the week is doing good works and performing miracles, but now you and us and the body of Christ worldwide, we can do what Jesus did because the Holy Spirit sent down into our hearts today. The blood of Jesus washing us clean so that we could be pure vessels to receive His Spirit and do greater works than these. Now we can experience the fullness of God, having relationship with Him, and Him making His home inside of us. Easter Friday may be a somber day of sacrifice, but we have hope because we know we have victory in Him. And if Jesus could resurrect on the third day by the power of the Holy Spirit, then whatever situation or struggle you found yourself in, that same Spirit is enough to raise you to life too. That same Spirit at work in you. And hey, maybe you're not in a struggle this morning, but maybe your neighbor is. Maybe someone from work is. And at Easter, we should not just focus on the cross, but actually focus on the full gospel that He died, that He resurrected, and that He sent His Spirit. And so I pray this morning that that same power would flow through you. Bible says that very rarely would anyone die for a righteous person. Though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, the pinnacle of the good news, like the good news is, yes, that Christ died to set us free from sin. That Jesus died so that we could experience healing. That He died and put this display on the cross of the love of God, that He would choose to sacrifice Himself and stand and take the bullet for us. Yes, that is the good news, but the pinnacle of the gospel, the pinnacle of the good news is that we would have relationship with a holy, glorious, awesome God. And not just when we get to heaven, but here today. If you're waiting to die and get to heaven, then death is your savior. But if you would embrace the cross today and you'd receive His blood today, you'd receive His Holy Spirit and His love, and you'd let Him make His home inside of you today and walk in relationship with Him, then you would be experiencing the pinnacle of the gospel. This is the good news. And so this morning, just as we sang in that song earlier, I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. Yeah, there was a time in my life where I was broken, where I was lost, where I was depressed and addicted, and I was in a place of brokenness. But I had an encounter with Jesus in a youth ministry. At the age of about 17, I came down the front of the youth ministry. Someone prayed for me, and I just had this fresh realization of how powerful the love of God is. And it messed me up in every good way possible. It showed me that my life is not my own. It showed me that He created me with a purpose. He created me with a purpose to really know Him and to walk with Him. And as I encountered the love of God washing over me, I chose to give my life to that love and to show others that that love is real for them too. And now since that day that I'd given my life to Jesus, I've experienced His blessing. Man, it hasn't been easy. I've had troubles and trials too. But every time I've walked through fire, He's been in there with me. And I'm not alone. I was blind, but now I see. And many of you, many of the people in this church, you'd have stories like that. But I just pray this morning that as we remember all that He has done, the power and purity of His blood, the power of the cross, that we would not forget the person that hung on that cross. That we would not just get caught up with Christianity, but we'd get caught up into Christ. And I pray that as we worship at the end of this service today, that your heart would be fully open to Him, that His love would feel so fresh and so new. And that over the next couple days that we celebrate Easter, it would not just end on Monday, but that that fresh love, that purity, that relationship with God would carry you on through. So this morning I'm going to invite the band to our worship team to come forward, and I want us to sing that song, Living Hope. Who loves that song? It's a powerful song, Living Hope. So this morning, I want to pray for us before we do, and we're going to stand and worship. But if you're here this morning, I encourage you to receive that power today, that resurrection power today. So would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me in this place this morning? Oh, sure, we can do the item at the end. Yeah, that would be great. But let's pray. Come on. Awesome. Thank you, God. Lord Jesus, we look to You this morning. I thank You that You are real, that You are alive, and that by Your Spirit, You are here with us in this room. So Lord, I pray for anyone in this place that does feel lost, that does feel like they don't have that relationship with you. I pray that right now you would show them the reality of your presence, the reality that you are nearer to us than the air that we're breathing. Lord God, I thank you. You created us to know you. Not just to know you when we get to heaven, but to know you here today. And so Lord, we surrender. We surrender to you. This great love that you displayed for us on the cross. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. With every eye closed and every head bowed, if you're here this morning and you've never made like an official decision to walk in relationship with God, maybe you've believed in God, but this morning you want to walk in relationship with him, the very thing that Jesus paid the price for, then I don't want to let this opportunity slip. If you're here this morning and you want to walk in relationship with God, then why don't you just pop up your hand so I can see it, and I'd love to pray a prayer with you this morning. If you're here with every eye closed and you want to walk in a relationship with God, just raise your hand. Awesome, I see that hand. Thank you. Is there anyone else here this morning? Yeah, I see that hand. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Great. Why don't we pray this prayer out loud together? If you didn't raise your hand, but you mean it in your heart, then you can pray this prayer with me. You can put your hands down. But I want you to pray this prayer out loud with me, everyone all together in this place, and fix your eyes on Jesus as we do it. Say, Jesus, I need you. I believe in the power of the cross. I want to have relationship with you. So Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I turn away from it today. And I look to you. Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. And set me free. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to sing a great song this morning. This song is called The Power of the Cross. And timely, isn't it? So do we want people to stand this morning? It is an item. If you'd like to stand, you can. But if you'd like to sit and receive and worship from your seats, you can do that as well. And so enjoy this morning.
Really? risen King, you reign forevermore. Oh, the grave, it could not contain you. Risen King, you reign forevermore.
Thank our team this morning. So good. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day. I pray that this weekend your heart would truly be softened and open to God, and that His presence would fill your household and your life and every bit of time that you spend celebrating Easter. As we leave this morning, please just make sure that you wear your mask as you exit. And give someone a nice big smile with your eyes. I walked into a shop the other day and this lady was looking at me as I was walking in. I'm looking at her and then she looked away awkwardly and I said, I just want to let you know I was smiling at you. So make sure you smile with your eyes this morning. Have a wonderful Easter. We invite you to join us on Easter Sunday. We're going to have a great time on Resurrection Sunday. We've got some hot cross buns to share, like Pastor Rob mentioned earlier. So come and join us and worship Jesus on Sunday too. We love you, family. God bless you. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you again soon.
cross is spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my Lord.